And a big shakeup in Donald Trump's campaign today. His pugnacious manager, Corey Lewandowski, who's been with Trump since the beginning of his run for the White House, has been fired.
So we have an eye on the campaign trail, but we're also learning more today about the massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The FBI attended a press conference, released a partial transcript of the conversations between the gunman, Omar Mateen, and police negotiators. They also decided against releasing the audio to protect the victims.
While we're not releasing the audio, what I can tell you is that while the killer made these murderous statements, he did so in a chilling, calm, and deliberate manner.
FBI agent Ron Hopper at a news conference earlier today. House Speaker Paul Ryan has already called for full transcripts to be released. NPR's John Burnett is in Orlando. John, what are we learning from the transcripts you have?
Hey, Robin. Well, a lot of the press conference was dedicated to defending the Orlando Police Department, actually. They'd been very sensitive to criticism that during those 3 hours between when they first rushed into the club and drove the killer into the bathroom where he held his hostages to when they finally breached the wall and made sort of the final assault, that they had sat back and did nothing. And so every speaker really took pains to talk about their extraordinary response under inconceivable stress, and they had actually rescued patrons who were wounded during those 3 hours. And also that they had thought there were explosives in the club because Mateen had said that, which is why they had resisted going in during those 3 hours. But they really wanted to show that they had been trying everything, during the standoff.
They also said since then they've conducted over 500 interviews, searched more than 100 cars that were there the night of the shooting, and learned more about the shooter. Here's Hopper again.
We currently have no evidence that he was directed by a foreign terrorist group, but was radicalized domestically.
Now, part of the redaction in the transcripts that were released is the shooter's name, people or groups he pledged allegiance to, taken out. What's the thinking there?
Yeah, well, they said, as you said in the lead-in, of course, they wanted to protect the victims from some of this, that they didn't want to re-victimize them, and also they were afraid that it might inspire some copycat killers. House Speaker Paul Ryan did release that statement a short while ago, and he really blasted him, and he said, selectively editing the transcript is preposterous. We know they were radical Islamists inspired by ISIS. He calls for a full unredacted transcript to be released. So we'll see about that.
So he's not believing the FBI's conclusion that it was not direct ties to ISIS, it sounds like.
Well, he just feels like it's incomplete, that there's more there.
Yeah. And what are the biggest questions that you and others have? What are some of the questions still unanswered?
I think there are two big questions for me anyway, and one certainly goes to his motives, which Paul Ryan got at, which is, was it a gay hate crime? Was it a jihadist? Was it jihadist terrorism or both? In the transcript, we learned that the killer identified himself as an Islamic soldier. He told the hostage negotiator that he pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State. He told him America to stop bombing Syria and Iraq, and that's why he was, quote, out here right now. And then another question is, did some of the nightclub, the victims, the 49 who died, die in friendly fire from law enforcement? One of the reporters asked Chief Mina about that, and all he said was, quote, all killings are on the suspect, and our officers acted heroically.
Hmm. Well, I know you want to get to this. There was a vigil in Orlando yesterday, estimates of 50,000 people there. Here's Buddy Dyer, mayor of Orlando.
Wow, Orlando, you're showing your love, you're showing your compassion, you're showing your unity. Last Sunday was the worst day in the history of this community, but today I stand here and I could not be more proud of how we've responded, how our first responders...
John Burnett, it must have been extraordinary.
It was amazing that crowd so far surpassed expectations, and everyone was holding their candles there on Olio Lake. And but what's important is I think the mayor wants to change this narrative so that that Orlando doesn't become Columbine, Sandy Hook, San Bernardino associated with terrible shootings, but actually that it's associated with hope and tolerance and healing.
Yeah, well, they started yesterday. NPR's national reporter John Burnett, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Robin.